Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. You're welcome to Eagle and Dove Half Hour, the voice of rest with God's friend of horror, Ubia Julu Chiguzie. Let's pray. Everlasting King of Glory, we honor you for whom you are. We magnify your name because you are awesome, you are excellent, you are marvelous. Thank you for this day, this awesome platform you have given unto us to take the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. We give you all the glory, all the honor. We receive the golden oil of quick understanding to comprehend what you are releasing through the platform to the ends of the earth. Thank you for quick understanding. Thank you for total transformation that's taking place in our lives. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. For the past weeks, we have been talking about the heart. There is so much to unpack in this subject, the heart. Today, we want to look at an aspect of the functionality of our heart. And we can take something out of it and make something with it. Today, I want to look at the subject of that heart, the rivers of living water. Praise Master Jesus. Go with me to Genesis 2, 10 to 14. Now a river went out of Eden. Mind you, this is the first time a river was mentioned in the Bible. That means it, according to the law of first mention, this is our first precedent when it comes to river. Verse 10, Genesis 2, verse 10 to 14. The Bible said, now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. And the name of the first river is Pishon. It is one which encompasses the whole of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of the land is pure. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which encompasses the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hendekel. It is one which goes towards the east of Assyria. The fourth river is Euphrates. Praise Master Jesus. Go with me again in Revelation 22, verse 1. Bible is full of patterns, full of keys. In Revelation 22, verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Glory. God is not a God. In the beginning of the chapter, which is Genesis 2, he talked about river. At the ending, Revelation 22, he talks about river. Listen, if you want to understand the Bible, what goes around comes around. As it is in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. I repeat myself. As it is in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. It's like a spherical system. It's like a circle. Bible says, he who sits on the circle of earth like a circle. What goes around comes around. As it is in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Praise Master Jesus. According to the law of first mention are one of the 24 laws in God's kingdom. It's not the law of Moses. It has nothing to do with it. Law of Moses is 613, which Jesus has been fulfilled. As a matter of fact, the summation of the law of Moses is all about a law of God. God was trying to demonstrate, which is the law of love. Bible said that the prophet and the law of Moses is summarized into one thing: love for God and love for man, as Christ loved us. In other words, the summation of the law of Moses is one of the law of God called the law of love. Praise Master Jesus. Going forward, the law of first mention is one of the laws of the kingdom, laws of God. He said, once anything is mentioned, it sets a precedent for the scripture interpretation. If anything is mentioned in the Bible, first of all, ask yourself, where did he mention first? Anywhere it is mentioned first, it becomes a thread for the interpretation anywhere it appears again in the scripture. Hello. For instance, the issue of a fig leaf. Bible said when Adam and Eve messed up, they went and sowed fig leaves to cover themselves. Praise Master Jesus. They sowed fig leaves to cover themselves. And when Jesus came, Remember, it's a law of first mention. It was mentioned in the book of Genesis, fig leaves. When Jesus came, Bible made a mention that Jesus looked at that tree and cursed the tree of fig leaves. Said, from this day, you will never produce fruit again. What? Why? Because in the law of first mention, man took leaves as his covering. When the true covering of man showed up, which is Christ, Christ consciously ended that system of covering and began to introduce himself. He is the true covering of man, not the fig leaves. In other words, the interpretation of when Jesus said, these fig leaves you not produce. In other words, you will never have a precedent again. You will never have a product or a result as a result because you're not the true covering of man. Christ said, I am the true covering of man. He cursed that system. The system of false covering, Jesus ended it, cursed it, because he himself is a true covering of man. Praise Master Jesus. That's what the law of first mention does. But when it comes to the river of life, in the book of Genesis 2, Bible said the river of life. In the book of Revelation 22, Bible said the river of life. Hello? There is a river of water of life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In Genesis 2, 10 to 14, and he parted and become a four river head. Pay attention. In book of Revelation, this river of life is flowing from the throne of God. In book of Genesis, he said that river flow from a garden and parted into four river heads. Whenever you see four in the Bible, four in Hebrew number four means dalet, and dalet means door or move or entrance. In other words, is a door, a path, a way of life, movement in, into, and out of. In John 14 verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and what? The life. In John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and life. In other words, the way of life, the truth, the life, the way of life is not a thing, is a person of Christ. In John 10 verse 19, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever that comes through me shall be saved. He will go in and out. Praise Master Jesus. That four means dalet, a door, a movement into and out of, a way of life, a path. There are many fours, the four cardinal points, east, west, north, and south, the four faces of the matured living creatures, which is the cherub, man, lion, eagle. Praise Master Jesus. Bible said in book of Genesis, that four, that river, parted into four river heads. Pay attention. I want us to get something. In Revelation 22, Bible said that river flows from the throne. In Genesis, Bible said that river flowed from Eden, and from the garden, he began to part into four. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 3 verse 16, Bible said Christ dwells in our heart. Pay attention. Christ dwells in our heart. In Psalm 80 verse 1, Bible said God dwells between the cherubim. In other words, if Christ dwells in our heart and God dwells between the cherubim, in other words, our heart is the throne of God and of the Lamb, which is what we call the cherubic chariot throne. Hello. Our heart is the throne of God and of the Lamb, which is the cherubic chariot throne, structure or nature that is a man. If you go to John 7 verse 38, remember, we want to talk about the rivers of living water. We're talking about the rivers of living water that flows out of man's heart. We've been talking about heart in this past few moments, first few weeks. We've been discussing about that. Let's see what is about the spiritual heart in man. In John 7 verse 38, the Bible said, out of our heart flows rivers of living water. Remember, when that river is coming from the throne, it was just a river. But when it began to leave our heart, it becomes rivers. Hello? In Genesis 2 verse 10, the Bible said a river. In Revelation 22 verse 1, the Bible said a pure river of water. Praise Master Jesus. That means from the throne is a river. But when it began to flow through our heart, it parted into four places. In other words, as a river went out of Eden to water the garden, from there, the garden, it parted and became the four river heads. In John 7:38, out of our heart flows the rivers of living water. From that garden, it parted and became four river heads. Out of our heart and what our heart flows the rivers of living waters. In other words, our heart is not just the seat or the throne of God and the Lamb. Our heart is also the garden of God. Hello. Our heart, where the throne of God is also the garden of God in man. Woman heart is the garden of God in man. The four chambers in it. Bible says it poured into four rivers heads. It became four river heads. in our heart. There are four chambers in our heart. Those four chambers in our heart, that is what we called the upper chambers and the lower chambers, which is the atrium, the lower chambers, which is the ventricle. The same with the spiritual heart. The upper chamber is connected to our spirit, and the lower chambers is connected to our soul. The upper chamber is connected to our spirit, and the lower chamber is connected to our soul. The rivers of water parted and become the four river heads. If it parted and become the four river heads, can we look at what that four river heads means? Because it's not just there in the scripture for us to look at it and laugh over it and whatever. In Genesis 2, okay, verse 10 now, Bible said, "Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first, river is Pishon. It is one which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of the land is good. Bdellium and onyx stones are there." One. The first river that parted, the name of the first river is Pishon. Pay attention, Pishon means dispersive or river of Eden. Dispersive river or river of Eden. Bible said it's the whole land of Havilah. Havilah means to twist or to turn. Good gold. Bible said in that place, in that river, there is a good gold. There is a good gold. And good gold means a pure gold. And a pure gold is blue in color. If you put a pure gold in water, pay attention, it will turn to blood red. The first place blood runs in our heart is the aorta, and it is the form, highest form of the oxygenated blood. It is blood red. Holy Spirit, this is crazy. Bible said the first river is Pishon, and Pishon means dispersive river or river of Eden. Dispersive river of Eden. Dispersive river of Eden or river of Eden. Havilah means to turn or to twist. Good gold means pure gold, and pure gold is blue in color. If you put pure gold in a water, it turns blood red. And the first place that blood runs in our heart is the aorta, and it is the highest form of oxygenated blood, and it is blood red. Glory. In other words, pay attention, the first river is full of abundance of life, because that aorta that carries the highest form of oxygenated blood is all about a good blood, is all about life, is full of life. In other words, the first river is full of abundance of life. Pay attention. And Bible said, in that river, it encompasses the land of Havilah, where there is gold. Anytime you see gold, it is not just gold for us to see. It talks about riches and wealth. Remember what Jesus said in the scripture, that where your heart is, where your riches is where your heart will be. Where your riches is where your heart will be. That means that river, the first river, is full of abundance of life, also full of riches and wealth, which is prosperity. Riches and wealth. Secondly, Bible said bdellium and onyx stones. Onyx stone was there. Whenever you see a stone, stone talks about divine government. The 12 stones that was on the body of the high priest is all about divine government. In other words, the first river, which is River Pishon, means a dispersive river of Eden that twists and turns, that contains pure gold, which is the blood red, which is full of abundance of life. In essence, the first river is full of abundance of life, riches and wealth, divine government. Praise Master Jesus. The first river, that is repetition, which means the dispersive river of Eden, is full of abundance of life, river, riches and wealth, and divine government. The only way God will ever change the earth and morph it into a new complete system is through the rivers of living waters flowing out of the heart of believers. Hello? The only way God will change the earth into something new and glorious is through the only way that through the rivers of living water flowing out of the heart of believers to water the earth. And he, from there, he plants a new system, which is a new earth, which is you and I, that is full of life, abundance of life, riches, wealth, and divine government. Government is all about order. Absence of government is chaotic, is chaos. Praise Master Jesus. If you go to Psalm 1:1-3, he said, blessed is the man that takes not the counsel of the ungodly, but the one who sits on the seat of the scornful, that his meditation is all about the law of the Lord. That law of the Lord is all about, is one of the laws of the kingdom, the law of God, which is the law of life. He said that meditation, I think he shall be like a tree planted by the riverside. Are you watching it? Not rivers, one river, by the riverside. Psalm 1:1-3. Praise Master Jesus. If we were studying the Bible, let's pay attention. There are precedents. He didn't say rivers. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Rivers of water. Planted by the rivers of water. Yes, rivers of water. Remember, the first river is full of abundance of life, riches, wealth, and divine government. That means out of our heart, one of the rivers that flows out of our heart is full of abundance of life, riches, wealth, and divine government. And the only way God will flood the lives of men and the earth is the outflowing of the rivers of life that flows out of the heart of believers. Secondly, in Psalm 1:3, I was just reading now, the Bible said that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Pay attention. That river that carries the abundance of life, riches and wealth and abundance of divine government will also transform believers into tree of life or tree of righteousness. Praise Master Jesus. Tree of life. What is tree of life all about? What does it contain? There are seven things that is embedded in it. The breath of God, which is all about the breath of life, the wisdom of God, revelation, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Secondly, Bible says, anything he does, he shall prosper. What he does shall prosper. Prosperity is not all about money. It is part of it. Prosperity encompasses abundance of life. 1, riches and wealth. 2, divine government. 3, and all kinds. Prosperity is all about this. Wisdom, revelation, knowledge, fear of the Lord. It's all about prosperity. It's not reduced down to naira and kobo. It's wrong. Praise Master Jesus. Secondly, Bible said in Isaiah 61, Bible made a very striking statement. He said that we are, verse 3, said we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Verse 4, he said, he shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolate, and they shall repair the ruined cities and the desolations of many generations. Listen, the restoration of all things. Because as we begin to function as the tree of life and the tree of righteousness, one thing, God is going to begin to empower us to restore all things. Restore all things, both man and systems. In Romans 8, verse 18 and 19, Bible says all creation is waiting. Restoration of all things, restoration of all creation. Praise Master Jesus. This is awesome. 2, the second river that flows out of our being. Talks about the river or the stream, which is Gion. He said the first river is Pishon and the second river is Gion. And Gion means a river or a stream of paradise. A river or a stream of paradise. And paradise means pleasure. It also means the fullness of those fully expressed in Revelation. Remember, the first river is Pishon, which is a dispersive river of Eden, full of abundance of life, riches and wealth, and divine government. The second river is River Gion, and Gion is a river or a stream of paradise. Paradise means pleasure. Also, it means fullness of those fully expressed in Revelation. In other words, the second river that flows out of our being is full of revelation. The first river is full of abundance of life, riches and wealth, divine government. The second river is full of revelation. Pay attention. Revelation of what? Habakkuk 2 verse 14. Habakkuk 2 verse 14. Bible said that the earth shall be covered. Habakkuk 2 verse 14. Habakkuk 2 verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Revelation. What kind of revelation? Revelation of what? Revelation knowledge of the glory of the Lord. That is one. In Psalm 148 verse 4. Psalm 148 verse 4. Bible said, let the waters above the heavens praise the Lord. The waters above the heavens. There is waters above and there are waters below. According to the book of Genesis. There is water above and there is water below. Water above is all about the secrets of God. Waters below is all about the mysteries of God. In our heart, the two waters combine together and become a river. In our heart. In other words, that one of the rivers that flows out of our heart that is full of revelation is full of the revelation knowledge of the glory of the Lord on the face of the earth. 1:2, the full of revelation knowledge of the secrets and the mysteries of God. Do you remember in Isaiah 45 verse 3, the Bible, God said, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places? Darkness is not the way. If you go to Psalm 18, for instance, Bible said God covered himself with darkness. Darkness means mysteries yet to be revealed. Mysteries yet to be revealed. He said, I will give you the treasures of darkness, which is the treasures of the mysteries yet to be revealed and the hidden riches of the secret places. That's one of the revelations that flows out of us. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Lord. He that gives God who dwells in the secret place is going to reward. Praise Master Jesus. It's all about the river that flows out of us. I've discussed about two, which is the river Pison, full of abundance of life, riches, wealth, and divine government. The second river, which is the river Gion, is those that are fully, the river of Eden, or the stream of Eden, those that are fully expressed in revelation. In other words, the second river is full of what? Revelation. Revelation of what? The knowledge of the glory of the Lord. 1. And the knowledge of the secrets and the mysteries of God. Praise Master Jesus. And God will end up giving us the expression or the experiences of the treasures of darkness, which is a mystery yet to be revealed, and the hidden riches of the secret places. Praise Master Jesus. They are so much. Next week, I'm going to continue. They are so much. Praise Master Jesus. These things I'm saying, this river flowing out of our heart is the out of the heart of believers. Heart of the rivers flowing out of the heart of believers. If you are yet to be in Christ, it will not benefit you. I'm not talking about you. But you want to experience that river that flows out of us, that is full of revelation, full of abundance of life, divine government and riches and wealth. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray with you. See her after me. Lord Jesus, thank you because I've heard your word. I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died for me. You suffered for me. You went to hell in my name. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. Said, I believe in my heart that you came as a man born by a virgin. I confess your lordship over my life. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive into my heart. I receive eternal life. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you to sit on that throne as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. I want to pray all kinds of prayer. Put your hand on your chest right now, because out of your heart flows the rivers of living water. Thank you, Father. Zianali and Kabakuroku Shankia Teliala Genetaliali Genene. Zinia Kabakaraki Shenatali Genene. Kitia Kala Telene. That is Mama that I'm seeing in my spirit. Oh, Mama Nahon in my spirit. Your two eyes, seems your two eyes is bulging out. You don't know what it is. I decree and declare that strange influence that seems like it wants to pull your eyes out of your eye socket, the hand of Christ dries it up, roll it away out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a minister of the gospel that the same thing is happening to your eyes. Your two eyes, seems your two eyes is bulging out of your socket eyes. In other words, it seems as like out of your eyes. It's like your two eyes is pulling out. God said, I should tell you, it is not sickness or evil. I'm seeing your eyes being kept before the coals of fire in the kingdom world. I decree and declare, God said, I should tell you, that is the one doing it. You should not be afraid. I decree and declare that the purifying fire of the Spirit of God purifies your eyes for a higher realm of functionality in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a young man before me. It seems like what you don't know because of your limited understanding of about your identity in Christ. I'm talking specifically Ugochukwu. Here and there. I decree and declare that Onyamududu has been dried up by the rivers of living water in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the only wise God. Onwe, a young lady and a man now in my spirit, you have suffered ulcer for the past 19 years. I decree and declare that ulcer, the hand of Christ has pulled it out of your body. Cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. That is a woman I'm seeing in my spirit. Your right breast is what you call breast cancer. You are having breast cancer on your right breast. Can you cook one now? The river of living water has dried that cancer up. You are free from that infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a man diagnosing that you have a tumor in your brain. Your name is Amechi. You have a tumor in your brain. And you have gone for first surgery and that thing continued. And they are preparing you for the second one. Thank you. Oh, why? I decree and declare any strange arrow on the head of Amechi and the doctors are seen as tumor. The hand of God pulls it out and the rivers of living water heals you completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a lady that's about to lose her marriage. You have been in this marriage for the past 23 years, but you're about to lose your marriage. I decree and declare that marriage, the hand and the voice of peace of King of Glory restores that home completely, permanently in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a building in a bagana that is being planned to be robbed. I decree and declare, oh you strangers, the hand of my God has hijacked you and cleared you guys out of the way permanently in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the only wise God. Oh, my young man in my spirit, enyege poison. Now that thing that is moving around your stomach region, the hand of Christ has pulled it out of your body. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a man I'm seeing in my spirit. Somebody go to Otaba Nyegi as an honor. What over to Otaba Nyegi? From that day, you develop an asthmatic nonsense in your system. I decree and declare that asthma, the hand of my God, has pulled it out of your body, canceled and taken out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is a young man I'm seeing in my spirit. You have gone for application for 7 times and all of them denied. I decree and declare the hand of my God stamps on it. This last one you are going, that you said to your heart that is going to be the last one, I decree and declare that visa application stamped, approved, sealed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Mighty God, may your name be honored and glorified. I decree and declare by the hand of my God, every signs, wonders, miracles, testimonies, instant answers, excellent results, breakthrough, breaking forth, that this God has worked, I decree and declare, duplicated, multiplied, superabound, recorded and yet to be recorded in human history and in our lives, expressed in and through us experientially, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory, King of Kings, in Jesus' name. Praise Master Jesus. I want to hear your testimonies, your awesomeness, what God has done for you, and for prayers, counseling, text us or call us 080-675-64001. Tuesdays is our counseling by 8 a.m. Tuesdays, counseling 8 a.m. Wednesdays, our fellowship by 11 a.m. Wednesdays, fellowship by 11 a.m. First Friday of every month is our night of rest, is by 10 p.m. First Friday of every month, night of rest by 10 p.m. Second and third Sundays every month is the School of Kingdom Mysteries and Sonship. The School of Kingdom Mysteries to Sonship. Our crusade comes up in Ibarayam 25th to 27th of December, 5 p.m. daily. Our ministry is located at Amizik Village along Odogu Plaza Road. See you same time next week.